In South Australia, there's been a mixed reaction to BHP Billiton's decision to shelve the $30 billion expansion at Olympic Dam. In the town, built specifically to service the mine, Roxby Downs, the locals are adopting a glass-half-full attitude to yesterday's announcement. They say that because the existing underground mining operations aren't affected, life in Roxby Downs will simply continue as normal. But in major towns nearby, BHP's decision to mothball the expansion is being widely criticised. Rebecca Bryce reports.
The South Australian government may be casting the announcement as a betrayal of the people by BHP, but in Roxby Downs they're putting a positive spin on it. Bill Boehm is the Roxby Council's administrator.
People know that this is a massive undertaking. It's a massive deposit and no one is not going to develop it, just a matter when.
About 5,000 people live in Roxby Downs. A third of them are fly-in, fly-out workers. Local real estate agent Craig Sumption believes most townspeople are still taking in the decision after months of uncertainty.
People are understandably going to be disappointed, but at the end of the day, the people who are in this town are already currently working in the current mine. So for them, the town probably won't change a real lot in the short term.
A BHP Billiton spokesman confirmed some of the 180 people working on the company's expansion project will lose their jobs, but he couldn't say how many. He said an announcement was likely to be made by the end of the week. The Premier Jay Weatherill says many businesses which were already preparing for the expansion will be left out of pocket. AM contacted half a dozen contractors in the Roxby Downs area, but none would speak on tape because they still do business with the company. 300 kilometres south in Whyalla, about 40 businesses had begun readying for the expansion, according to Mark Cant. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Whyalla and Eyre Peninsula Economic Development Board.
Obviously, a lot of people had high expectations early in the year, and so some of the companies were gearing up their systems, their environmental management systems, their QA systems, and so investing in that area so they could qualify for potential tenders.
How much money have these companies been putting on the line for this?
Companies are spending between $20,000 and $40,000 just on those programs alone.
The Mayor of Port Augusta, Joy Belouche, says the decision puts the future of her town and others in the region on hold.
It's an absolute disaster given the fact that Upper Spencer Gulf mayors, as well as BHP Billiton staff, as early as this week were working on the premise that the expansion would go ahead.
And what was being done in that regard?
The cities on the Gulf have certainly been working towards that expansion in relation to residential estates, also industrial estates.
The state government has been left to ponder when it will get its hands on the $350 million in projected annual revenue that the expansion was due to deliver. The Weatherill government's budget is almost $900 million in debt.
Rebecca Bryce reporting.